From one of our very favorite releases from the past year, that was Night Devoid of Stars, the name of the album, the tune titled Cloudbreak, original composition by Daniel Herzog, played by the Daniel Herzog Jazz Orchestra from Vancouver. And the soloists there included Brad Turner on trumpet and Noah Preminger on tenor sax. Cloudbreak from Daniel Herzog Jazz Orchestra. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. Golden Ear Awards coming up. A little more difficult this year because so many venues were closed. There wasn't that much live music to choose from. And I think there was a decrease in the number of new CD release and album releases in the past year as well. So that trims the list a bit. In the current issue of Earshot Jazz, there is a complete list of all of the artists available, and you can vote at earshot.org or send your selections to Earshot Jazz in Fremont, or you can vote by email. And ballots are due by March 1st. Golden Ear Awards ballot is in the current issue of the Earshot magazine. Let's listen to two of the nominees for Northwest Recording of the Year. The first one we'll hear is Thomas Marriott's Trumpet Ship, and the second one is from the Ryan Burns album, Postponed Parade. We'll hear the title tune from both of these recordings. First, Thomas Marriott on trumpet, Orrin Evans piano, Luke Curtis on bass, and Mark Whitfield Jr. on drums. Trumpet Ship by Sonny Simmons. Played by the Thomas Marriott Group.
Thank you.
That's fun. Ryan Burns' Postponed Parade, that's the name of the piece, is the title tune from this album, featuring Steve Tressler on tenor sax, Jason Gosselin on electric guitar, Ryan Burns' keyboard, Michael Glenn bass, and Matt Jorgensen on drums. Postponed Parade is the name of that one. And the preceding piece, Thomas Marriott's Trumpet Ship, and the tune written by Sonny Simmons, which is the title tune from the album Trumpet Ship. Thomas Marriott on trumpet with Orrin Evans piano, Luke Curtis bass, Mark Whitfield Jr. on drums. Both of those recordings are in the running for Northwest Recording of the Year, this year in the Earshot Awards, which are taking place online, like most everything else. The ballot is in the current Earshot magazine, or you can go online at earshot.org and see the ballot, or email it to vote@earshot.org, or mail selections, snail mail your selection to the Earshot offices. More info in the current Earshot magazine. 88.5 KNKX connects you with the regional jazz scene every Sunday afternoon at this time. Next, we're going to be listening to some music from Jovino Santos Neto, a solo piano performance, and we'll hear a tune from the Westerlies, the brass quartet, which is actually headquartered in New York now, but most of the musicians grew up in the Seattle area and had been present on the Seattle scene for some years. So first, here's Jovino Santos Neto in a solo performance that was recorded at Fazioli at Pianos Northwest in Bellevue on a Fazioli Grand. Beautiful sound on this, and wonderful playing and composition by Jovino Santos Neto. This is Illuminado. Thank you. The Westerlies Brass Quartet, two trumpets, two trombones, sounding many times larger than that four-piece ensemble. That was a song that was written by a singer-songwriter by the name of Judy Sill. It's called The Kiss, and arranged here, I think, by Andy Clausen, the trombonist, for the Westerlies. The Kiss. And that's from the Westerlies' most recent album, Wherein Lies the Good. Hope you had a chance to take part in the Westerlies Festival, which has been going on this past week online. The Westerlies Fest, or Westfest for short, has been going on through and continues through today. So check it out online at thewesterliesfest.org. Just before the Westerlies, we were listening to Solo Piano from Jovino Santos Neto, beautifully performed on a Fazioli piano at Pianos Northwest in Bellevue, and our thanks to them for making that available. And that was recorded for the Savassi Festival in Brazil last winter. 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with the regional jazz scene every Sunday afternoon here on Jazz Northwest. I'm Jim Wilkie. We have one from bass player and bandleader Bren Plummer coming up next. This is the title tune from his album Moldy Figs, after which we'll hear a song from John A. Kendrick, who's been nominated for Vocalist of the Year this year at the Earshot Awards. Bren Plummer on bass is joined by Thomas Marriott on trumpet, Stuart McDonald on alto sax, Frank Seeberger guitar, Susan Pascal vibes, and Devon Lewis on drums. And this is the title tune from the album Moldy Figs, Bren Plummer.
She's not scared of flying anymore. Though he tried to hide her light, standing there beside her, no longer sequestered anymore. When she opened her wings, she saw who she could be and closed her eyes. Flight. She's not scared of singing anymore. Though he tried to tell her silence would be better, she just can't be quiet anymore. She looked back at her wings and knew where she belonged and closed her eyes. And sing her song. She looked back at her wings and knew where she belonged and closed her eyes and sang her song. Just close your eyes and sing your song.
She's not scared of singing.
That's John A. Kendrick, music from her album Flying. We heard the title song from this collection, with Don Clement on piano, Chris Simer on bass, Devon Lewis on drums, and Michael Nicolella on guitar, and John A. Kendrick's two daughters also taking part in the chorus at the end there on her album Flying. Before that, we were listening to Bryn Plummer, the bass player leading his group, from his album Moldy Figs. We heard the title tune, with Thomas Marriott on trumpet, Stuart McDonald on alto, Frank Seeberger was the guitarist, Susan Pascal on vibes, and Brian Plummer on double bass, Devon Lewis at the drums. And that was the title tune, Moldy Figs. 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with the regional jazz scene. Coming up next is an album by Pearl Django called With Friends Like These. And we'll also hear one from Chuck Dierdorf and his group, with, again, Don Clement on piano, Hans Teuber and Matt Wilson, along with Chuck Dierdorf on bass on that one. Right now, here is a composition by Rick Leppinen, the bass player with the Pearl Django group. The group strays a little bit from the deep Django roots on this album called With Friends Like These. This is Rick Leppinen's composition, titled Dance If You Care To. Thank you. Gene Harris and the Three Sounds. Back in 1964, when they were playing at the Penthouse in Seattle, the group included Gene Harris on piano, Andy Simpkins on bass, and Bill Dowdy on drums, and the tune was titled Blue Jeans. That's G-E-N-E-S. Blue Jeans from the Three Sounds from the album Groovin' Hard, live at the Penthouse in 1964 from the live broadcast we were producing at that time. Before that was Chuck Dierdorf and group with Don Clement on piano, Matt Wilson drums, Hans Teubert tenor sax, Chuck Dierdorf on bass, and Thelonious Monk's Monk's Dream from Chuck's Perception album. And first in the set of three was Pearl Django from their album With Friends Like These, Rick Lepinon on bass and his composition titled Dance If You Care To, Michael Gray on violin, David Lang accordion, and the two guitarists, Neil Anderson and Tim Lurch. And that's our show for today. I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you've enjoyed our music here. We're here every Sunday afternoon at this time with music from the regional jazz scene, both recent and past. We also have a podcast available at knkx.org, and you can stream the program anytime at jazznw.org or ask your smart speaker to play Jazz Northwest. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.